Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Hallelujah. What a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's always a joy to find ourselves in His presence. Amen. David said that in His presence there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. And at His right hand there are pleasures. I am in the right place at the right time. The right church, serving the right God, and I know that is right. Jesus is all that I need to have all my needs met. This morning, Jesus is meeting your need. Yes, right now. Amen. Whoa, kindly be seated in the presence of God. Still looking at the subject overflowing in the supernatural life. Overflowing in the supernatural life. Today being the Father's Day, I thought of starting a message, a very important statement, a prayer that Jesus taught His disciples. In the Gospel, especially in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter number 6, verse number 10, the Bible says that the disciples came to Him and said that, "Master, teach us how to pray." Somebody say, "Master." That will be earlier, verse number 9 or 8, thereabout. They came to Him and said that, "We've seen the disciples of John the Baptist pray. Master, teach us also." They came to Jesus, addressed Him as Master. But when Jesus was teaching them, He said that when you pray, say, that is a very profound statement, that you and I will stand on equal pedestal and address God. Jesus couldn't say or couldn't teach them anything different. I say God who art in heaven. I say our Father. God is your Father. To those who are not born again, God is a God. He's a creator. They see God as a creator. But for us who are redeemed, God is. That is why Jesus said, told them that when ye pray, say, "Our Father." Our Father means that there is a relationship. Everybody can know God. Everybody can see God. Everybody can hear about God. But only few people can have a relationship with God. Everybody can know your father. Everybody can know your mother. Everybody can know. But only few people can have a relationship with Him. Our Father, because He's not just our creator. He's not just the one who made the heavens and the earth. The one who made us. But our Father, because He provides us. Our Father, because He protects us. Our Father, because He cares for us. So Jesus said, when ye pray, say, "Our Father who art in heaven." That makes God a supernatural spirit being. God It is very strange in common language for people to come to understand when you say God is your father. But to us, it means a lot. Because our identity with Him is what shows who we are. Our connectivity with Him is what identifies us. Without God, we can be likened to any other thing. But because of God being our Father, we are more like Him. Praise God. Now in Psalm number 8, verse number 3 to 5. Psalm number 8, verse number 3 to 5. He says that, what is that? When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy finger, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Now he went on to say that, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited? Wow. What is man? What is man that thou art mindful of? What is man? God is mindful of you because he knows you are his child. Now look at the verse number 5. The Bible says that he has made him a little lower than the angels and has crowned him with glory. God is so mindful of you that he has made you a little lower than himself. The word Elohim, which is angel, that is the Hebrew word. Elohim means God. So when you see that angel there, it's not about the angels in heaven. But then he's talking about God. He said that he has made you a little lower. Which means that when you are looking at the hierarchy of the structure of God, we come before angels. We are before angels. We are more powerful than angels. Even if angels are considered to be supernatural, then we are more supernatural. Right now, it will be so strange to see an angel here. All of us will be scared. Some may think we probably would have to run away or do something. I mean, hey, this has never been seen before. Angel. Hey, with feathers, white. Then he has come. They found him back. Hey. Praise God. You'll be scared because you think this does not happen in a real life or in the natural life. These are supernatural beings. Are you getting it? But God says that, look, I have made you higher than the angels. Is somebody here with me? So, you are a supernatural being. You are a supernatural spirit being. Why? Because God is your Father. God is your Father. This is very important. The consciousness that we have of God being our Father is what gives us authority over the challenges and the circumstances of this world. The moment you become conscious of who you are, the devil is afraid of you. Exodus 7:1 says that, and the Lord said unto Moses that, I have made you a God unto Pharaoh. I have made you a God unto Pharaoh. Yesterday I was trying to explain that Pharaoh is not just a personality, but Pharaoh is a system. Egypt is a world. And God says that he has made us God to Satan and his system. That we will confront him. And we will liberate everything that he has placed under his authority. Is somebody here with me? It is important for us to be able also to know who we are, because everything that God has provided can only be accessed by the supernatural. Whatever you need, every need in your life can only be accessed. He said that his divine power has given us all things that pertains to what? Life and godliness. Everything you need, because God is the Spirit. So we understand that God is our Father, and by virtue of who he is, we are also supernatural. We are supernatural spirit beings. Now, if God is your Father, what does he do? What does he do? In Exodus 15, verse number 11. What does he do if God is your Father? The Bible makes us to understand that who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing what? So what does your Father do? I say, what does your Father do? He doeth wonders. If your Father doeth wonders, and you are a hand product of your Father, then who are you? I am a wonder. That is why me say that I am fearfully and wonderfully. So every child of God is an epitome of a sign and a wonder. You are an embodiment of a sign and a wonder. You don't go look for signs and wonders. We don't become signs. We don't go become signs and wonders. We are already sign and wonder by redemption and by new birth. By new birth, we become what? Signs and wonders. Say, I am a supernatural spirit being. There are certain commands that unlocks our supernatural life. Because the question that you ask yourself, Pastor, if I am supernatural, saying that my Father, what he does is wonderful, and I'm a byproduct of it, therefore I must be able to see wonders in my Father. Why is my life even most miserable than the common unbelievers? And this is the challenge of many believers. Our inability to relate and to live who we are. Praise God. You see, it would be necessary or needful if all that Christianity
is looking for is to come to church and go back and come to church and go back, sing, dance, and hear the pastor rattle some words and all that, and we don't see any change in our life. There is no difference between us and the unbelievers, and we don't actually see anything happening. Then Christianity is one of the most miserable religions. Praise God. But that is not so. So, our inability to be able to live who we are or what God has made us is not incumbent on God, or it is not burdened on God. It is burdened on you. The fact that you are not seeing what he has said you are does not change him. Are you trying to understand what I'm saying? So there's a need for us to know what to do in order to be able to lead the kind of life that he has called us to live. So in this service, I'm sharing with you one of the commands that unlocks the supernatural life. One of the commands that unlocks the supernatural. Are you following? I'm not feeling you. Are you following? Yes. Praise God. The first command that I'm sharing in this service is the Spirit command. See, the Spirit command. The Spirit command. The Spirit command. In Acts chapter number 10, verse 38, the Bible says that chapter 10 verse 30, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with all power. And he went about doing good, healing all them that were oppressed. And God was how God anointed. Word anointed means how God blessed, how God empowered, endued Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. The Spirit command is what unlocks the life. Why are you not seeing the signs and wonders? Why are you not living who you are? You need the Spirit of God. Jesus could not do much good. Jesus could not heal. God's presence could not be with him. With the Holy Ghost. A man cannot do much. Sister, look at my face. I realize you are not watching. Look at me. A man cannot do much unless the Spirit. I love, you see, there are many places that it was said concerning the baptism of the Holy Spirit on Jesus. But I love Acts chapter number 30, chapter 10, verse 38. Remember, it was said in Luke 4, verse 14, right through to verse number 18. And other places. But look at this particular rendition. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. The name Nazareth should mean something to you. Child Nazareth. It is this place that a man could say, anything good come out of man. That is a description of a man that should tell you how bad and deplorable. And nobody has been able to emerge from Nazareth. So it was a record. Nobody could make it out. Where do you come from? I come from Nazareth. Oh. Nazareth? Are you kidding me? And I want to believe people from Nazareth have to change their nationality or probably change their village. Because once they say you come, we have some in Ghana here. Once they know you come from certain tribe or certain religion or certain kind of a place, then they tag you. Nazareth. Spirit is speaking to somebody today. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let me tell you, it takes the Spirit command to make a difference in life, to live as a sign. Again, in Joel chapter number 2. Joel chapter number 2, verse 28 to verse number 31. He says that, and it shall come to pass after that I will pour out my spirit upon all men. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. Continue. Again, and I will also pour upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days. And I will pour out my spirit. Now look at verse 31. Verse 30. He said that everybody read. And I will show wonders. Blood and fire and pillar. Wow! After the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, the next thing to happen was that I will show signs and wonders. For anybody to emerge as a supernatural being, living the supernatural life, the Spirit. Let's see the life of the disciples. After the Holy Ghost has come upon them in Acts chapter number 2. In Acts chapter number 3. Verse number 5. The Bible says that as Peter was going to the temple, as he was going to the temple, he found out that there was a man who has been crippled. And this man has been by the gate called Beautiful. And the Bible says that as they got there, this man looked at them. And I love this. Expecting to do what? To receive something. Then Peter said, look at us. Praise God. Look at us. The word look at us is loaded. Time will not allow me to actually. Look at us means that you may know us. something has changed with us. Because this is not a different town. This is the same Jerusalem. The place where Peter and Co. were living. And so they knew the man, and the man knows them. It's like we have somebody sitting at the gate right here. At least everybody, even if you haven't been long in the church, you know at least some usher. Why? Because they stand at the gate. And the usher, the person who stands at the gate, will always know you and see you when you are coming. So this man knew them. And it is possible that at any given time when they get there, they try to do good to the man. But this time, he said, hey, you may knew us before, but now something has changed. Look at us. Look at us. I pray that this morning the Spirit will transfigure somebody, I mean, like never before. It will change your outlook. The Holy Spirit will change your outlook. Amen. Is weak for me. He said, "Silver and gold have we not?" It means that this morning we didn't come to give you silver and gold like we've always been doing. We've got something more valuable, something more powerful than silver and gold. Look at us in the name of Jesus. Rise up! And the Bible says that instantly, this man who had been lame for many years rose up and started walking, jumping, and praising the name of the Lord. What has happened? What has changed? The Spirit. Anytime the Holy Ghost is at work, the outcome becomes signs and wonders. Spirit, are you receiving something this morning? So, we believe that as we become born again, we are born by the Spirit of God, so the Spirit of God dwells in us. And we also believe that as you get born again, we are baptized in the Holy Ghost. But there's what we call the need to increase in the Holy Ghost. If one wants to live the supernatural life, there is the need for you to increase in the Holy Ghost. Say increase. Praise God. There are many who are almost drying up, if not dried, with the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. As a child of God, to the overflow of the Spirit of God, being filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, in Ephesians chapter number 5, he says that do not be drunk with wine, wherein it is excess, but be filled, I think verse 19, put it right there, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Is somebody here with me? So, we are almost supposed to be filled. It is your infilling of the Holy Spirit that allows the Holy Spirit to take over and use you the way He pleases. Are you understanding me? Now, when the people of Israel had gone into because of sin, they've gone, because of apostasy, they went into captivity for many years. And the Lord was about to restore them. The Bible says, He used His prophesied about the coming back and the restoration of life to their people and to their land. Praise God. And this is how he described how God was going to fill them and give them life. This is how God is going to move. In Ezekiel 47, verse number 3, that was. Let's read. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000. Now God said that I'm going to bring water from the eastward. And water represents life that was coming. And here we see the water as the Holy Ghost coming to fill the temple. Now continue with me. And he brought me through the waters. And the waters were what? Every child of God, when you get saved, the level of the Holy Ghost at work is at the ankle level. Is at where? The ankle level is where you can just smash the water with your legs like that. How many of you have done that when we were young? When you are passing by and there is a gutter or when there's a water, just do this. Ankle level. Say ankle level. That is why you can do anything with the Holy Spirit. You don't really check him like that. Who believe him is out. No confession. We have one here. Say ankle level. Many Christians, they have become Christians for 20, 30 years. They are still not ankle. But this is not where God wants you to be. Go to verse number 4. Then the Bible says that the water rose again, and he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. And the waters were at the knee level. You know your knee level. So, a child of God must increase in the Holy Ghost. So, right from the ankle level to where? When you continue to read, it came up and he measured to the loins level. Yeah. So, he keeps on increasing us. He keeps on pouring into us. You see, the level of your commitment will determine the level of how much is poured into you. Is somebody here with me? In the Christian kingdom or in the kingdom of God, I mean, the reward of hard work is more work. The reward of hard work is what? If God wants to reward you for being a hard worker in the kingdom of God, he gives you more work. He enlarges your goal and add more. So, by your commitment, you see, God will only add on to you when he knows that you are faithful with what he gave you. But if you are not faithful with what he gives you, he said, even the one you have, he will do what? Take it away from you. So God keeps on pouring upon us. Now, from the loin level, the Bible says it got to what? The shoulder level. Is it there? Is it there? Go to verse 5. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not water. That is a level that you know that you are in control. The Holy Spirit has taken over. That is where you know that your life is not your own. That is where you come to know that every step along your way is a step of miracle. That is where you come to know that all things work together for your good. To them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. That is where you know that for those that he loves, the Bible says that No eyes have seen, no ears heard, nor has it entered into the heart of any man the thing that God has prepared for their beloved. Is somebody here with me? It is a realm of overflowing. Praise God. There is a need for us to increase in the Holy Ghost. Listen, you cannot remain at the angel level. If you are the new level, you don't need to remain there. Strive to receive more. How God anointed Jesus Christ. God kept on pouring upon Jesus. He kept on pouring. He anointed him. If you want to see, not only see, if you want to be a sign and a wonder, you must increase in who? In the Holy Ghost. I pray that you will increase in the Holy Ghost. Is somebody here with me? Now, Jesus made an emphatic statement concerning his relationship with God, that he can of himself do nothing unless what the Father has actually given to him. So, what does the Holy Spirit do when he keeps on filling us with the Holy Ghost? Or when we are being filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit gives us a word in season. Hallelujah. He gives us what? A word in season. I'm not feeling you. Say a word in season. Yeah. As we are filled with the Holy Ghost, as we come into the level of swimming in the Holy Ghost, as we are overflowing in the Holy Ghost and being overwhelmed by the Holy Ghost, we must engage in. Praise God. Because it is the word in season that gives us command over the issues of life. Praise God. Isaiah 50 verse number 4. Isaiah 50 verse number 4. Isaiah 50 verse number 4. We are done. Isaiah 50 verse number 4. It says that the Lord God has given everybody go a tongue of the land, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning, and he wakeneth my ear to hear as the land. Wow! May God give you by his spirit a word in season. John 5:39. John chapter number 5, verse number 30. Jesus says, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. Praise God. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, the will of my Father. The Holy Spirit at work in full measure in you. What shows you the will of God and teaches you what to do. Praise God. Praise God. Because it is that which he teaches that makes us live as a sign and a miracle. His teachings is what leads us on the path of strange order of miracle. His instruction. You see, when God is instructing you, it is an instruction that will lead you into miracles. That is why we must engage the Holy Spirit to give us a word in season. Every situation that a man comes up against has its correspondent word that is able to deal with every situation. There is no situation that does not have the way to deal with.
Is somebody here with me? In John chapter 2, verse number 5, Jesus found himself together with the mother at the wedding ceremony in Cana. Their wine was finished. And Jesus was called to help and told the mother that, hey, my time has not yet come. But the mother, knowing what his son could do, told the people, whatsoever he tells you, do it. It is in responding to his will that makes us see. So once they heard that from the mother, then they became so alert and obedient. And Jesus said that, gather the empty vessels, pour water in it. And they were pouring water. This guy, is he crazy? But the mother says, whatsoever he tells us, we should do it. So no, obey before what you complain. Pour the water. Jesus didn't pray. He says, start fetching water and send it. Son, if you were there, what do you think will happen? But once they heard the instruction, whatsoever he tells you what, they started, they also started fetching the water. They were doing it, then it was turning into wine. What a miracle. What a testimony. Let me tell you, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit in full operation in your life, when you engage him, he always gives you a word. A word means what you do in order to walk in your life. Beloved, if you really supernatural life, you need the Spirit command. Say, I need the Spirit command. Hallelujah. Last thing is that we must also engage the Holy Spirit in prayer to enhance our level of authority. As we engage him for a wedding season, we must engage him in prayer to enhance our authority. Jude chapter 1, verse 20. Acts chapter 4, verse 30 to 33. What a blessing. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith.
Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Come on, hallelujah. How many blessed people are here? Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.